Part 8, Take the 10-Day Mental Challenge. The mark of a true champion is consistency. After all, who wants to create results just once in a while? Who wants to feel joyous for only a moment or be at peak performance only sporadically? We want to do it consistently. We want to experience all of the emotions that make life worthwhile all the time, not just once in a while. So how do you establish consistency? It's all based on your habits. Knowing what to do is not enough. You must do what you know. Would you buy a new Ferrari only to let it sit in your driveway? Would you purchase the most up-to-date computer only to pack it away in the closet? I'm sure your answer would be a resounding no. By the same token, would you listen to this program and fail to use the powerful tools it contains? Probably not. That's why throughout this section, I'll offer you a simple plan for interrupting your old patterns of thinking or feeling, or maybe even behaving, and then show you how to immediately put into practice some new empowering strategy that you've already learned. I guarantee that if you'll follow this plan to the letter, you'll be able to make your new emotional patterns absolutely consistent. Every successful person I know has the capacity to remain centered, clear, and powerful in the midst of what I call emotional storms. How do they accomplish this? I've discovered most of these individuals have a fundamental rule. Never spend more than 10% of your time on a problem, and always spend at least 90% of your time on the solution. The single most important step in weeding the gardens of our minds is to interrupt our limiting patterns of thinking and feeling. The best way to accomplish this is to take what I call the 10-day mental challenge, thereby taking conscious control over our thoughts. This process is a splendid opportunity to eliminate negative and destructive patterns. Quite simply, here's the challenge. For the next 10 days, beginning immediately, commit to taking full control over all your mental and emotional faculties. Decide right now that you will not allow yourself to indulge in or dwell on any resourceful thought or emotion for 10 consecutive days. It sounds easy, it's a tough task, but it's one that'll change your life. Welcome to 10 days unlike any you've lived before. Here are the rules of the game. 1. For the next 10 consecutive days, I want you to refuse to dwell on any unresourceful thoughts or feelings. Refuse to indulge in any disempowering questions or devitalizing vocabulary or metaphors. 2. When you catch yourself beginning to focus on the negative, use any of the techniques you've learned to immediately redirect your focus. You might ask yourself, what's actually great about this situation? How can I use this emotion to call me to action, for example? 3, set yourself up for success each morning for the next 10 days by asking yourself what I call the morning questions. They simply are these. What am I really happy about in my life right now? Or what could I be happy about if I wanted to be? How does that make me feel? What am I really excited about in my life right now? Or what could I be excited about if I wanted to? What am I really grateful for in my life right now? Or what could I be grateful for if I wanted to feel grateful? How does that feel in my life now? And finally, who do I love and who loves me? And notice how that makes you feel. This will put you in a great mental state and start your mental pattern in the right direction. 4, for the next 10 consecutive days, make certain that your entire focus is on solutions and not on problems. The moment you perceive a possible challenge, immediately focus on a possible solution for that challenge. And finally, 5, if you catch yourself indulging in an unresourceful thought or feeling, don't beat yourself up as long as you change your state immediately. However, if you do continue to dwell on that unresourceful thought or feeling for any measurable length of time, you must wait until the following morning and then start the 10 days all over again, regardless of how many days in a row you've already completed. This will keep you on track and give you the leverage to manage your mind.